Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Now,
you all didn't know the old me, that for 40 years, Darren, I was a kamikaze. The fact that I'm alive is a miracle.
How about that?
I've ridden steers, jumped off cliffs, been shot and been shot at, and I survived it all.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
I know riding steers isn't that dangerous, but most people still haven't done it. Welcome to the RP Show, everybody. It's a Flame Tech Football Friday, and that means you're in luck. Hall of Fame Rough Riders broadcaster John Frenzy's in the bunker, the Don Cherry of football. Ready to have some fun, Lynch?
Sure am. Looking forward to it.
This is an historic day. It's our last day on Game Plus TV that it's only 1 hour. Because come Monday, it's 2 hours live beginning at noon Eastern here on the RP Show on Game Plus. And as Sean McCormick from Game Plus informing us on Instagram today, answering viewers' questions, Game Plus Network is now available on Bell and also going into a free preview starting February 1st for Bell subscribers. So we continue to infect people's minds all over Canada.
That's great.
More and more. Yes, it is great. That's great. More and more every day. This hour is going to be fantastic. We've got Green Bay Packers wide receiver Reggie Begelton, he of Calgary Stampeders fame, and Martavis Bryant, the newest member of the Toronto Argonauts, who's got a colorful NFL history. He'll be joining us from the West Coast to talk about that and why he chose the Canadian Football League. That's all coming up this hour. Let's jump into the Quick Six show topics, please, Jordan. Enough dilly-dallying around. We got to get right into business here. Number one, Super Bowl 55. I got some news here about that I'm going to get to coming up in the sports update. The money line, the point spread has not changed. The Kansas City Chiefs are still favored by 3.5 at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, 1 week from Sunday. But I'm not going with that. I'm taking Tampa Bay by 7 points. Brady's Bucks are going to do it at home. Lynch, I have not asked you yet your take on Super Bowl 55 and the matchup. How do you think this unfolds? You seem like a Kansas City guy to me.
Yeah, I am a Kansas City guy. You got to be realistic about it. They have a super team. We just talked about it with Torrey, that they got four superstars from another league. Tahomas, the linebacker, the receiver.
Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce. Receiver, 6'5", 265, runs like a deer, runs over people. He's mean. And then Talbot, Tyrone Hill, what's he?
Tyreek Hill, yes.
Tyreek Hill, what's he, 4'2 speed? 4'2 for the 40. I mean, you can't catch him. How could you have four superstars like that on one team at this one time?
But it's the Super Bowl, and Tampa Bay is good too, and it sucks when the other team tries. I'm betting you lunch, Lynch. Officially today, we're betting lunch at Ballers. What do you say?
That's great.
Okay. Last time we were there, you had the taco salad, and you loved it.
Loved
it.
Fantastic.
Moving on to point two, other NFL news. And I wonder if when we get into next week and it's actual Super Bowl week, if we won't be hearing about the Deshaun Watson story. Like in the CFL, when it's Grey Cup week, other teams are barred from making any announcements that don't pertain to Grey Cup week. Yep. Does the NFL have that rule?
I think they do.
I think they do too, but Tom Brady last year completely stole the headlines, if you recall.
Yeah.
Basically announcing that he wasn't going back to New England.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, he's in the Super Bowl again. But anyways, the number one question today in the National Football League is, where does Deshaun Watson land? And what an interesting story. The quarterback of the Houston Texans wants out. They fired the coach and GM that he didn't like, Bill O'Brien. They got a new head coach, Culley, hired him yesterday, and Deshaun Watson still wants out because he doesn't believe in the direction of the team. And we can go down this road and predict where he may go, but my mind went to Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers, because do you think he's not wondering direction of the team?
Listen, if the Eskimos of the Oilers, if the Oilers ever got rid of him, shut the place down. I mean, he is a team. He's fantastic. I can't believe, in my common sense thinking, there isn't some way you got two stars like him, him and his centerman, and they're both not only the top players in the league, they are the top players, 1 and 2 in scoring last year, almost the same this year. I don't believe they can't work out some combination to get them going good and two other lines.
Well, they can't, and they lost again to the Oilers last night, so we're getting off script, and that's my fault. It's my fault But I'm going to pick Deshaun Watson to Jacksonville because he's going somewhere.
I'm saying, hey, I want to say Indianapolis.
And you're saying the Colts because they need a quarterback too.
Sure do.
Wow.
He'd be great. He would be great in Indianapolis.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
Point three, because I want to spend a little more time on this. It is a Flame Tech Football Friday, so we got to talk football, more of it. The Edmonton football team is looking for a head coach. Just 5 days ago, Scott Milanovich stepped down as head coach to go to the Colts as quarterback's coach. And now the race is on, the sweepstakes, to be the next head coach in Edmonton. I'm wondering, are they going to hire somebody right away? Are they going to wait?
They say
they don't. Can I finish?
What?
Are they going to burn more money? Because we don't know if they're going to play this year or not. And who's it going to be? The top four candidates seem to be, I don't know if this is true. This is what 3downnation.com has. Jaime Elizondo, who's believed to be the leader.
Yeah.
Who else? Mark Trestman. Do they have Trestman in there? For sure they had Chris Jones.
Yeah.
Who are the other ones? Our poll was Elizondo, Chris Jones, Mark Trestman, Noel Thorpe, the current defensive coordinator. The trail's kind of gone cold. As you notice, nobody's talking about it. I will say it's Jaime Elizondo will be the guy. As much as I'd like to see Chris Jones back in the league with Edmonton, I think it'll be Jaime Elizondo. But what's your football peep saying?
Well, what I'm saying is Chris Jones, why wouldn't you take him back? He won at Edmonton. He's a winner. He knows the league inside out. He knows the players. Several players in that team are still there that he got to come when he was there. He's only been gone for 3 years. So I think it's a natural in this situation. It'd be a great choice because you know Chris Jones is a winner. Elizondo, yeah, I know he's a great choice, nice guy, never been a head coach. Noel Thorpe, never been a head coach, everybody loves him, said he's going to be the next head coach. They've been saying that about Noel Thorpe for probably the last 5 years, and he's a great guy, very defensive-oriented, and has never been chosen to be a head coach, always a runner-up, always a bridesmaid. Better to be a bridesmaid than a flower girl, I know that, but still, I'm going with Chris Jones.
Wow, I like it. Well, there may be too much pressure on the general manager of Edmonton, Brock Sunderland, to hire Chris Jones. So we'll see. Rose Henry, viewer in Edmonton, says, regarding the coaches getting paid versus the players, the coach was still working his butt off and the players were only working out. Yeesh, she's come out in defense of the coaches. I don't know. I've talked to some coaches who say they weren't doing anything all year.
Hey, there's one from Jeff Stamps. How about that? How about New England for Watson? We haven't mentioned that. New England for Watson. I wonder if Belichick will go after him because he's not going to have Cam Newton back there next year. And Jimmy Stidham, the kid from Jared Stidham, a kid from Auburn, isn't going to do it right away. Or maybe never. I think never. So that would be a great thing. Bob Crafter, if you could pull that in, but that get the fans back.
We got a lot of things to get to, so I'm moving on. Point four. Thursday NHL leftovers. Most mornings I tweet my NHL thoughts from the night before, and this is what they were today from last night's 13 games in the National Hockey League. Number one, how long will the Leafs be number one overall in the entire NHL?
2 weeks.
I applaud them.
2 weeks.
There's a lot of pressure on the Toronto Maple Leafs each and every year, and right now they're 7-2. I say keep running with it. They got a long ways to go, but for now they look good. Point two, the Capitals are winning without Ovi. How about that?
Yeah.
I looked at the score sheet last night for their 6-3 win over the Islanders. I'm looking for Ovi's points. I'm like, whoa, he's not playing. I forgot. I think he's in a 4-game COVID suspension. So good on the Caps. Yeah. I'm trying to be positive today.
Yeah.
Point three, when does Calgary become concerned? The Flames have lost 3 in a row. But they've played, three very good teams, Toronto twice and Montreal. I don't think they should be overly concerned yet.
But I picked them
to be number one in Canada. So don't make me look like a fool, Calgary. Do the right thing and start winning. Point four, the Tkachuk brothers, I put equals the Hart brothers. Like Owen and Bret Hart, Matthew and Brady Tkachuk. They like to fight. Both served fighting majors last night. I don't understand why. Point five, the Oilers slipped out of a playoff spot. But it's only week two. Hashtag let's go Oilers. But the Oilers have been probably the NHL's biggest disappointment so far this season.
But Dave Tippett, your buddy.
Yeah.
I thought he could do it. He did a good job in Dallas. I thought if anybody can turn him around, it's him and Kenny Holland together. But doesn't seem to make any difference who they put in the ice or in the coaching jobs or in the executive positions, they're still mediocre. Very, very mysterious, you know.
It really certainly is. Looks that way.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. Although they often say, why do some teams always win and some teams always lose?
Oh, yeah, but this
starts
is the Oilers.
At the top.
Oilers.
Can I, John?
Go ahead.
It starts at the top, and with the Oilers, what's changed? What's not changed? Ownership. Anyways, moving on to point five, the Western Hockey League's return to play was announced in the province of Alberta on Thursday, and bravo to Alberta. The five teams are going to start playing. That's Edmonton Oil Kings, Red Deer Rebels, Calgary Hitmen, Lethbridge Hurricanes, Medicine Hat Tigers, beginning February 26. And now the rest of us wait for the news with our provinces. Hearing a lot of things. At this point, it's a highly delicate political football. I don't want to say anything because I don't want to muddle it all up. So good luck and bravo, Alberta. Point six, we announced yesterday that we are beginning February 6th going to Access Now Television all across the province of Saskatchewan, 80 communities. We're very excited about that. Saturdays and Sundays at noon, it will air on Access Now TV in HD. So those are the quick six show topics. And there's we didn't have a poll question, but I'm going to put it out now. For Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center, and it's a simple one. Will the Saskatchewan Rough Riders sign Charleston Hughes? This is a big deal. This has CFL-wide ramifications. You already put it up, Clark? Good job. 55% on Facebook saying, yes, they will. And we may just leave this. Well, it's shifting. It's shifting. Will Charleston Hughes re-sign with the Rough Riders? 24 hours to vote on that poll. And we're going to move that into the face-off today as well for the Ultimate Fan Zone in Moose Jaw and the Mad Greek Restaurant. And let's start with Lynch and let's see what he has to say. We all know where you stand on the Riders re-signing Charleston Hughes. You want them to get off their wallets and sign him because he's led the CFL in rushing each of the last 4 years. But sacking. Will they? What did I say?
Rushing.
Sack, sorry. Led the CFL in rushing.
Yes, they will sign him. Because they don't want to hear me talking. they will sign him probably Thursday or Friday of this week.
Oh, you're getting fancy. You're saying yes, and you're picking the day.
Yep.
No. See, what a perfect face-off. Great idea, Clark, to face-off on this, because I don't think, as it stands now, I don't think that they'll sign him, because the Rough Riders aren't coming off their budget. That's clear. Charleston Hughes said that. It was in the newspaper this week.
They can't afford not to. If they do, it's... Hail Columbia. Not Columbus, Columbia.
Lynch, you're getting weird on me.
I'm not getting weird.
You're getting weird on me.
I'm calling it like it is.
So, Charleston Hughes is going to at least go to free agency. He's said that. He wants to see what else he can get. It opens mid-February, and we'll see if somebody else is willing to pay more than what the Saskatchewan Rough Riders are offering. So, frankly, I'm saying no. John Lynch is saying, yes, Charleston Hughes will sign with the Rough Riders, and the Riders will write the check to get him.
They paid $250,000 last year for the guy beside him, Johnson, Cam Johnson. Remember him?
Micah Johnson.
Micah Johnson. You remember what a success he wasn't? He was here for a holiday, it turned out. But the Riders will put out big money for a good lineman. You don't think that Charleston Hughes isn't worth $250,000? I guess so. Of course he is.
Well, he only got $180,000 last year. So anyways, moving on. That is the face-off for the Ultimate Fan Zone in Moose Jaw. UFZ is your one-stop shop for the sports fans on your list. Memorabilia, collectibles, licensed team apparel, and more. Visit the Man Cave downtown Moose Jaw or find them on Facebook and Instagram at Ultimate Fan Zone Moose Jaw. And for the Mad Greek restaurant in Moose Jaw, available for licensed dining, takeout, or delivery. Head to themadgreekeatery.com for more information. You guys let me know when we can go to a break because we've got Reggie Bagleton connected and ready to come on, Green Bay Packers wide receiver. I should mention we do have the CFL report coming up as well as the sports update and viewer takeover. Jeff, the Stamps fan from Calgary, chimes in. He says, if I was the Riders, I would say it's time to go in a younger direction on defense. Mind your own business, Jeff. You're a Stampeders fan. See, he's just trying to cause problems, but that's what he does. Yeah. Pat in Saskatoon says, you have to sign Cam Judge or Charleston Hughes, at least one of them.
Oh, they lose both of them. Goodbye. And Judge is a Canadian.
Very important.
Very important.
Starting Canadian.
He's a great football player. Both those two guys are great football players. We don't want, maybe, what are we saying? We don't really need great football players. They cost too much. Nice, cheap guys that you guys will love. Maybe won't win many games, but what the hell?
Eh? Well, I'll tell you what. Speaking of tremendous football players who made it, Reggie Begelton is lined up and ready to join us next. The Beaumont, Texas product, former Calgary Stampeder for three seasons, now of the National Football League, will join us after this break. Keep the comments coming in. You Stampeders fans, I want to hear from you. Packers fans, too. Reggie is your witness next. This has been the warm-up for the Four Seasons Sports Palace. Come in and warm up at the Four Seasons, your home for the NFL. You're watching the RP Show on Game Plus Television Network. Live daily on YouTube and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. We've got breaking news from the Canadian Football League. This from the Montreal Alouettes today. I'm reading via news release. It is with great pride that the Alouettes organization announced on Friday that Anthony Calvillo is back in the nest in the position of team ambassador. Calvillo arrived in Montreal in 1998 as he joined the Alouettes following stops in Las Vegas and Hamilton, which marked the beginning of a love affair with Quebecers. He'll remain a member of the Université de Montréal-Kirabay coaching staff on top of his new role with the Alouettes.
Well, that's a great plus for the
NFL. Good news there.
Great for the CFL, great for Montreal.
I asked the Stampeders fans to get their questions and comments ready, and they have obliged. The Prairie Mobile text line is open for those as well. 306-840-8777. 840-8777. Prairie Mobile is your authorized SaskTown Mobility Center. And let's bring him in. From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the cheese capital of the world, Reggie Begelton of the Packers joining us today. Stampeders, great. How you doing, Reggie?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Yo, you bet. An honor for us, too. Man, I want to say congratulations on the new futures deal with the Green Bay Packers and what was a pretty successful 2020 for the football club and yourself. And for those that don't know, Reggie went off 1,444 yards with the Calgary Stampeders in 2019. Is that the thing, Reggie, that was the springboard to the NFL for you looking back?
Yes, it was. It allowed me to get my name in the door. After that, it was the workouts that I was presented, and luckily, thankfully, that the Packers saw something in me and gave me a chance.
We got a comment here from Jack Fulton. You know Jack. Reggie Begelton is the most focused, dedicated, determined player I've known in the last 12 years. This young man has the physical ability to be a starter in Green Bay and has the character to keep him there. And if you have the Jack Fulton stamp of approval, you got mine, Reggie. You just talk about your association with Jack and the Stampeders and how that prepared you for the role that you're in right now.
Jack is one of those guys that he kind of sat behind, behind the lines and observed. But if you ever needed to go have someone to go talk to, he was always there. Jack is a wonderful guy. He is going to forever be my friend. Mr. Jack, he's one of those guys that believed in me, and he's one of the main reasons that I propelled the way I did as well.
Yeah, I appreciate Jack's support of us. So how did the Calgary Stampeders in your three seasons there, three tremendous seasons, by the way, prepare you for the National Football League?
One thing Calgary helped me with was practicing a lot of discipline. Coming in there my rookie year, I didn't believe that I was going to get the opportunity to start because, you have the veterans in front of you, and I looked at it as paying my dues. I took advantage of that. I observed. I took pointers. I developed a camaraderie with them, and they weren't afraid to actually show me the ropes. And that's one of the things I loved about Calgary. KJ is one of the biggest guys that also helped me get to where I am today. He wasn't one of those selfish vets that wouldn't let you know the secrets of the game. He actually presented it to me, and he's one of those guys that cared about winning just in case something happened, because this is the sport of football, and injuries do happen. And, you know, I was blessed with that. Unfortunately for him, I was blessed after he got hurt with the opportunity to go, but he was one of the main reasons why I was prepared as well.
Reggie, John Lynch here. Who is your quarterback coach now that you report to for the most part?
Quarterback's coach?
Receiver's coach.
Yeah, receiver's coach.
The receiver's coach is Vrabel. His name is Jason Vrabel. He's a really good guy. He knows the system, and if I ever needed questions, he knows exactly what to do. He's one of the main reasons why I was prepared here in Green Bay, because he knew the playbook in and out, and I shadowed it, and I was one of those guys that were hungry and wanted to know everything, and he offered it.
Reggie, when you talked about the time learning the ropes with the Stamps on the practice roster, is that the exact same situation you find yourself in now in Green Bay? Is it mirror the Calgary situation that way?
It's eerie similar. It's been similar the same way when I was in college as well, because I was a walk-on for 2 years, and I had to, you know, kind of shadow behind guys then. So it's nothing new to me, and the biggest thing that I can honestly say that will get you over that hump is if you stay disciplined, you stay patient, and you have faith that everything is going to work out. And honestly, you just come, you put your boots on, and you go to work every day. And that's just one of those things you have to do. You can't worry about what's going to happen later on. You can only control the controllables, and that's the main thing that I've learned to do over the years.
We have some questions from some viewers, if you don't mind, Reggie. One is from Rhett Hastings. He says, Reggie, what are some main keys to success for a young football player entering the next level of university/junior football? I think you just gave some of them, but even more so. You just talked about attitude, but is there some physical things they can do too?
The physical is only the second part of this. I mean, all football players, if you get to a certain level, that means you can play. The biggest thing is the mindset, it's the mental aspect of part of this game, because you could get derailed by so many things. And if you could control your thoughts and the way you go about things and try to turn every negative situation into a positive situation, then you could go pretty far. You won't let things bother you so much. You won't start looking in the past. You won't start looking in the future too much. You'll look in the present, and you'll control what you can control. So one of my biggest things I would say is find your idol. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Find somebody who has made it, and you believe is similar. Your game is similar too. Shadow that guy. If you're able to ask questions, ask those questions. Ask those hard questions. We actually like that. As an elite player, we like when a guy under us is curious, because it shows how hungry he is, and we're willing to give him those tidbits, because we won't be able to play this game forever. So it's like, you know, passing it down to the next generation.
Blue Bombers linebacker Micah always watching and writes, 100% true. Great competitor, great player. You remember Micah from his time probably with the BC Lions when you were up here. A fierce, hard-hitting coverage linebacker in the CFL. He's awesome. Craig Campbell in Toronto says, glad all continues to go well with your career, Reggie. What have you played? Who have you played with and against in the CFL that you feel should also be playing in the NFL?
There are a lot of guys up there. Everybody asks me, like, how is the CFL? And one of the main things I say is that it's one of the most fun times I've ever had in my life playing up there in Canada. It's the players. The players are absolutely good, and the fans are great as well. You know, coming from Texas, Texas football is pretty much a religion down there. And naturally, we have that that arrogant swag when we come to football. So when I didn't even know about the CFL growing up, not even going to lie to you, coming out of college, I was like, I don't really want to go up there and deal with the cold and you know, put my body at risk for pennies. Well, you know, this is my thinking at the time. This is my negative thinking at the time. But going up there was one of the best things that could have ever happened to me. And it changed me mentally. It allowed me to mature so much, you know, being up there across the border. And specifically players, I really can't at this moment, you know, point out who exactly, but I know for a fact there are a lot of ballers up there that can ball down here.
How about Bo Levi Mitchell?
Bo has the mental capacity, he has the talent. He could play down here if he gets a shot.
There you go. From Ricky Kazama. Reggie, what does your game face paint have a specific meaning?
I usually do the two crosses from all the way to my eye, all the way down. It's almost like a crying cross. Honestly, it's protection for me. I'm not afraid to express my faith. And it really doesn't have a, you know, alternative meaning to it besides, you know, I'm going out there for protection, and that's my protection.
Awesome. Well, that has worked so far. You're not changing now. All right, Lynch, you've had your hand in the air for a while. What else do you have here for Reggie Begelton?
What about the Stampeders today now after that, or the Packers today after that disappointing loss at home last weekend? Everybody on a high still, or did it bring everybody to the floor? Or just what's the attitude?
Well, I mean, immediately after that game, you could tell that the aura around the room was that wasn't supposed to happen. And, you know, this is the sport, and somebody has to lose. You know, you can go out there and say it's a 50-50 chance, but we know for a fact as a team that we was not supposed to lose that game. I mean, if you sit back and you didn't even watch the game and you seen the stats, you would think we had blown them out. But our mindset was, you know, getting to the Super Bowl and, you know, getting Aaron another ring and those guys that's in that locker room. We had a very, very, very special team last year. I mean, this past season. And honestly, those guys, we would never be able to get those same guys in the room together again. And that's the part that hurts the worst, is that how special that team was, and we would never get that back.
From a viewer, Chaz Barnes says, keep working and inspiring many others, Reggie. So I'm sure the comments like that never do get old. So what is your status? You just signed a new deal. What's Reggie Begelton's status with the Green Bay Packers for 2021?
As of right now, I've signed a future, meaning that I'll be able to go in camp and fight for a spot on the 53-man roster. It's a foot in the door, and it's an opportunity for me to blast through it, and I'm going to go in this offseason, give it everything I got, and I'm really going to try to make that 53-man roster because I know I can play in this league, and I know there's a lot of people that want to see me be able to play in this league. I'm going to continue to inspire people that has came from practically nothing and had to work their way up, and that's one of my biggest goals.
Someone had written in earlier, it slipped off the screen, it's gone now, but they asked, what is the biggest difference from CFL to NFL? For a guy like you, you're just going back to American ball, but what was the big difference that you noticed when you signed with the Packers last year?
You know, I thought the same thing. Everybody asked me, like, are you ready for that game back down there? And I'm like, you know, I played all my life. I played American football all my life. It should be like riding a bike, right? But actually playing in the CFL for 3 years, I actually lost a little bit of my wiggle a little bit, as I could say. Because one thing about the NFL is, everybody knows it's a smaller field. But at the same time, everybody on that field is fast. It is fast, and when I say fast, I mean 4 or 5 less, and then you got a lot of people running way faster than that. So it's all about reaction. It's not about reaction. It's not about, let's say for my example, if I catch the ball, I won't have time to actually turn around and observe the defense and see where I'm going there. It has to be quick. And that's one of the main things that I'm going to going this offseason, you know, trying to get back is that sudden reaction again.
Awesome. Yeah, for sure. That they saw what they saw in you and they're bringing you back. And I see that you got into the Week 4 game, the win over the Falcons. Here come the Stams fans. Michael Fall writes, Reggie, Were you watching how well Alex Singleton has played?
Absolutely, Alex. I keep up with Alex all the time. He's a guy that I look up to. He's disciplined in what he does. He has a story, just like many of us do, and he plays for something, and that's one of the most inspiring things about him. And I didn't get the opportunity to actually be on the field with him at the same time, but I got a feeling it would have been a good game if I was.
Okay, and the last one. From producer Clark here, he says, Torrey Gurley, who's played with Aaron Rodgers, he's our NFL insider, said, Aaron has the strongest arm he's caught. Did Reggie have a welcome to the NFL moment at all with Aaron Rodgers or anybody else this past season?
Would you be able to elaborate exactly?
Just
what
did you
mean by
did
that?
You catch a pass from Aaron? Was it walking into Lambeau Field? Was it walking past a statue of Vince Lombardi that you went, dang, I'm here?
It was all that. The second I walked into the building, you can feel the history behind, you know, this organization. The field house, you know, everything is built into Lambeau pretty much. And the first time I seen, you know, Devontae Adams, Aaron Rodgers, just these big name people, I'm not gonna lie, I dropped my jaw for a second, and then I realized, you know what, I'm here for business. I'm here for business, and this is gonna be my teammate. So, you know, it's time to get past that point. It was short lived, but once we got to work, it was like, you know, going to the candy store.
Awesome. Well, good for you, Reggie. We didn't meet until today, but I just, for what it's worth, I want to say proud of you and can't wait to see what's next in 2021, getting down to the 53 and staying on there. And I appreciate the time. All the best, my friend. Thanks for this today.
Thank you.
Reggie Begelton of the Green Bay Packers joining us here on this Flame Tech Football Friday. They're telling me that our next guest has logged in and is ready to go. NFL veteran and the newest member of the Toronto Argonauts, Martavis Bryant, joins us next. We'll be right back. You're watching the RP Show on Game Plus Television, live daily on YouTube, and listen live for Sud's Full Service Car Wash at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. Laid back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to a Flame Tech Football Friday here on the old RP Show. Coast to coast in all 10 provinces and 31 states on Game Plus TV. Darren DuPont joining us for the first time.
I'm back.
Hey, Moose.
I'm back.
You're back. Okay, well, we're going to jump right into this because our next guest is ready. They're telling me he's been logged in for some time from the West Coast, Martavis Bryant. Well, Clark's telling me that he might have lost the audio. So hang on as we, well, that'll give me a minute to go through the career of one Martavis Bryant. Clark says that he can't hear us. The Argos have changed their Twitter account name to, yes, that Martavis Bryant. He's a big name. White Tiger. In the National Football League, played 44 games, amassed 2,183 yards, 17 touchdowns. And was it this week or last that the Argos signed him? Time's flying.
Yeah, I know. I think it was late last week.
So we've been working on this for a week to get Martavis Bryant here on the RP Show on a Flame Tech Football Friday. So what's happening, Clark? So he's, I just got the famous four words. We're working on it. Oh, he did it on purpose. Okay. Well, while you do that, you tell me when he's ready. And we'll bring him on. I'll jump into a sports update here. Former Winnipeg Jets forward Jack Roslovich made his Columbus Blue Jackets debut last night in a 3-2 shootout win against the host Florida Panthers. And it's a quick turnaround for the Jackets, who face the Chicago Blackhawks tonight at home in the only NHL game. The Raptors will try to get back in the win column tonight when they host the Sacramento Kings in one of 10 NBA games. Sacramento has won two straight, but still sits 13th in the West at 7-10. Toronto fell to 7-11 with its loss to the Bucks on Wednesday. Considered the Super Bowl of extreme snow sports, X Games Aspen starts tonight and runs until Sunday. Unfortunately, missing Mark McMorris, the pride of Regina, who is COVID positive. I will pick this up in a moment because we got Martavis Bryant now. And Martavis, I appreciate the time. There he is. You got us now? Big dog?
Thank you for having me. I can hear you.
Yes, okay, good to have you, White Tiger. I appreciate the patience getting through all that. So, hey, man, big news coming to the Canadian Football League and the oldest team in pro football, the Toronto Argonauts. What's the last week been like for you since that announcement was made?
It's been hectic. A lot of phone calls, a lot of people calling me from different places I haven't talked to in so long, just trying to figure out what's my plan and what's going on.
Can you tell me, please, what went into it? I mean, the assistant GM there is a real good friend of mine, John Murphy. Pinball Clemens, probably a better friend and a longtime friend of mine. I was excited for both parties here when I heard this. How did it happen?
Just me getting on the phone, talking to my agent and telling him I got a lot of ball left in me to play. And, you know, I don't want to be done yet. So if it revolves me going to Canada to play football, then I'm all for it. I still want to play ball.
So just tell, for those that don't know, I mean, the NFL fans know. I just read off your stats while we were bringing you on here. They're pretty whopping. 17 touchdowns in the league. How do you look back at the four seasons that you're on the field? Did you hit your full potential, or do you think you still got a lot more to give?
Got a lot more to give. I didn't reach my full potential when I was playing. I was only 4 years, and I was a young guy still playing, still learning. So I still got a lot left. I ain't played in 2 years, of course, but I still been moving, still been active. The game of football still don't changes.
Yeah, haven't played since 2018, out of the league in 2019, 2020. Are you the same Martavis Bryant? Have you changed? What's changed? Talk about that a little bit.
As far as my playing style and how I play the game of football, everything's still the same, but my mentality and how I carry myself off the field has tremendously changed. I'm more relaxed, more confident in myself, and I know how to make better decisions off the field compared to when I used to.
How did your conversations with the Argos go? You know, did they need some assurances, that kind of thing?
Just wanted to know, make sure I was serious about the idea of coming to play, that it wasn't all games, and once they found out that I was serious about coming, everything was smooth.
Outstanding. So what do you know about the Toronto Argonauts and the Canadian Football League?
I got a couple teammates that I played with in Pittsburgh that plays on that team. So I don't really know too much about it, but they're going to sit down and teach me everything before I get there and start. So I'm not really worried. I'm just excited about the opportunity to get there and play with great teammates and be able to play the game I love again.
Well, you talked about some teammates in Pittsburgh that played in the league. Who were they? Did you have even some college buddies that came to the CFL? Have you seen the games, by the way? I mean, we just had Reggie Bagleton on, and he said, I'd never even heard of the CFL until he signed in it. So I'm just wondering how much you do know about the CFL, and if you think I think it could suit your style of game even better than the small field in the NFL. I mean, have you had buddies play in the league, that kind of thing? What do you specifically know about it?
I had a teammate, two teammates, Ronald Darby and Shakir Richardson, who both played with me in Pittsburgh, who plays on Toronto. So those guys, it's like I'm not going to be there by myself. I still have people there who I know and who I play American football with. So it's going to be a great experience for me, and they're going to teach me everything.
What did those guys tell you about the Argos?
That's a nice city. Great team, one of the best teams in the CFL. Know the city, going to love me once I get there. Everybody's open arms. We're just all excited for the opportunity to be able to play with each other again.
Well, see, here's the interesting thing about Toronto. I mentioned there's the oldest team in pro football, which they are. They're my second favorite team, always have been. They love the NFL, right? They'll know who you are when you come to town, and it's an incredibly talented receivers group there. But I would think, like, people are going to buy tickets to come see you play, Martavis, but that's not new to you. You've been dealing with that your whole life.
Correct. It's going to be a blessing. Different from American football, so I'm going to bring some excitement to the city, and I just can't wait to get started.
Are you looking at it? This is the obvious dumb question, but are you looking at it as a springboard to the National Football League? Like, what is your expectation of Toronto and the CFL?
I just want to enjoy my experience and play football for Toronto. As far as the league and all the other stuff, I'm not really worried about it. I don't even want to like go back into all of that. I'm just excited for the new start, and whatever happens after that happens. And, you know, if I decide to go back to the league, so be it. If not, then I won't.
Oh,
that's not on my mind right now.
Well, then you got the absolute perfect attitude going, just to have fun. Hey, was there a point where it hadn't gotten fun over the last little while for you?
Only time football wasn't fun for me is when I was getting in trouble in the league. That's the only time it wasn't fun for me, when I had to sit there and watch it on TV, get suspended, hearing my name in the newspapers, my mom being embarrassed. That's the only thing that really bothered me.
Right, but when you step across the white line, all that's forgotten.
All of it gone. Right. All of it's forgotten.
Colin in Ottawa, Ontario, which is your rival, by the way, the Ottawa Red Blacks. He says, Rod, tell Martavis that you only get 3 downs to make the 10 required yards for a first down. Also explain to him that you can move towards the line of scrimmage before the ball is snapped. You know all this stuff, right, Martavis?
Correct. I don't know why they would want to give me a run. Why would you want to give me a running start, though?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, what is your 40 time? When's the last time you were clocked?
I ran maybe 2 weeks ago. I was still running 4.3. My speed haven't changed at all. I have no wear and tear on my body, so people need to understand I have no wear and tear on my body. Everything is still the same.
All right, like right out, rolling right out of the factory. I like to hear it. So what's next between now and training camp with the Toronto Argonauts, Martavis? How are you going to occupy your time, and are they going to ship you a playbook, that kind of thing, or what's up for you?
I don't know about the playbook or anything. I just know me and Shaquille, we've been working out and training in L.A. I'm in L.A. right now, so we've been out here training every day, and we'll continue to do it till we get a report, and I'll continue to take care of my body and be ready to go. As far as the playbook, you know, if they send it, cool. If not, I learn it when I get there. It ain't going to take long, you know.
Good for you. Well, I guess the last one is, were you surprised at how big a news it was when you signed with the Toronto Argonauts? It was huge news up here.
I was surprised.
Why?
I was definitely surprised how big.
Why?
Because people haven't heard about me playing ball in 2 years, so I don't know if I was still a relevant name or not. I really didn't care. I was just ready to go out and play ball again.
All right. Well, we can't wait to get you on the field and get you into Canada, man. Thanks, and congratulations on that signing. Stay healthy more than anything, because I know that's a COVID hotspot, and you'll do all the right things. Congratulations, man, on doing the right things. Can't wait to see you play again.
Thank you.
Martavis Bryant of the Toronto Argonauts. Yes, that Martavis Bryant. He of 2,183 yards in the National Football League, 44 games and 17 touchdowns. As Clark and I were conferring in the break, he is the twin of Taj Smith.
Yeah.
He's a clone.
Totally.
Of a 1,000-yard receiver with the Saskatchewan Roughriders. Martavis Bryant. I don't know about you. I'm a fan already.
It's going to be fun. I love watching guys like that come in, and he seems excited to play in the league, and that's good. He's got the right attitude, right mindset. But it's a talented group in Toronto. So it'll be interesting, you know, how much he gets the ball. But, hey, he's going to make me tune in.
We're going to take a break and come back with Viewer Takeover Overtime. Hang on. You're watching the RP Show on Game Plus Television, YouTube Live, and listen live for Suds Full Service Car Wash at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You got to subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Back on Game TV. We were conferring in the break, by the way, confirming there is a full moon. So if there's weird things going on in your life, that's why. Today, for us, it was John Frenzy. Did you hear in the middle of that interview with Martavis Bryant, the door flew open? Lynch came in and yelled, "Mask!" He was walking right onto the set. Did you find his mask?
No, did not.
Mask!
But I gave him a new one. We have a box of medical masks.
Okay. Yeah, but he had a rider mask. Clearly, he doesn't want to lose it.
No, of course. And I don't know where that one is. But
a couple things we got to get to. One, you see over my shoulder here to the side of my laptop, that is the Kinsman Telemiracle 50-50 draw jackpot. I got to get into that, right?
Yeah.
Got to mention it. The ticket sales, the 50-50, is live now, and it's a Saskatchewan tradition. They've raised millions upon millions for disadvantaged groups, individuals, all through the Kinsmen, raised through the Telemiracle, which is a telethon. This is the 45th year of it, but COVID causing more problems with it. So you can purchase your 50-50 tickets at telemiracle5050.ca right now. The website is live. The lottery's live. It's one ticket for $20, five for $50, 20 tickets for $100, 100 for $250. So please help out Kinsmen Telemiracle in its 45th year. The winner will be announced on February 27th of this 50-50 jackpot. We were in the middle of the sports update when everything hit the fan.
Yes.
So I'm just going to finish it, okay? Patrick Reed and Alex Noren share the lead after the first round of the Farmers Insurance Open. Reed and Noren open with 64s and enter the second round today at 8-under. Meanwhile, anyone visiting Tampa Bay's popular outdoor destinations for the Super Bowl will be required to wear a mask to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor signed an executive order saying masks must be worn outside while downtown, in neighborhoods, and around Raymond James Stadium and in other tourist hotspots. If you don't, $500 fine.
Whoa.
This sports update for the Tap Brewhouse and Drive-Thru Liquor Store, corner of Rochdale and Pasqua, and for Ben Cahoon's G2G Protein Bars, now with 8 amazing flavors. RP Show viewers get 20% off with the promo code RPSHOW. Order yours now at g2gbars.ca. I was going to go through the CFL report, but if I did, it would be the second time today that I've read it. So we do have breaking news today out of the Canadian Football League. I'll just read that. The Alouettes announcing that Anthony Calvillo is coming back in the nest in the position of team ambassador. He originally arrived in Montreal in 98 after stints with Las Vegas and Hamilton and led the Owls to 8 Grey Cup games. Can you believe
amazing
that?
Amazing.
And to answer your question, he is staying on as the offensive coordinator of the Montreal Carabins, the university team, which when we last saw were in the national championship, right, against these guys at Laval.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm getting to a lot of stuff here. What's new with you? What do you got to say? You haven't said much today. How are you?
I'm sitting back enjoying Friday. Got lots to do this afternoon. I mean, I was sitting on Tuesday. I remember Tuesday of this week. I'm like, the week's almost over, and it flies by. So, I'm
if anybody's deserved it, it's you.
I'm doing my thing.
Good. John O'Flynn, watching in North Vancouver, says, do you have to live in Saskatchewan to enter the Telemiracle 50-50? You do. You have to be 19 and over.
You don't have to live here.
Well, get somebody in Saskatchewan to buy
you. You just have to physically be here, yeah. So just, you know, ring up somebody you know in Saskatchewan.
The MySask 411 Business of the Week, as we connect businesses to businesses and people to businesses in this wonderful province. It is the Teacher's Trunk. It is a Saskatoon store for teachers and parents interested in educational toys, games, and material to support children's learning. For those parents assisting their children with learning in these pandemic times, the Teacher's Trunk is an excellent source of educational types of material. The Teacher's Trunk is located 1028 Louise Avenue in Saskatoon. Business of the Week for MySask 411 is the Teacher's Trunk. And thank you to our great viewer, Ken Lega, and his wonderful partner, Irene, for helping us out on that. What are you getting up to on the weekend? No football to watch this weekend.
No football. We're going to be doing some hockey for the SJHL, which
that's
will be
right
fun, the video game.
They're
going to do another sim. So just going to be a lot of fun. We're going to go do that a little bit later today and tomorrow. And we'll be getting ready for Super Bowl week. I mean, we got lots going on here next week, so it'll be an exciting weekend.
The SJHL has just written in. We're excited to have you boys with us this weekend for the showcase. Anyone who wants to join us can view the stream at twitch.tv/SJHL hockey. That's right. We'll be calling games today. You got all afternoon. You're doing it. I'm 4 o'clock today, 2 o'clock tomorrow for the SJHL, the virtual showcase. The comments are coming in, but we got to roll. Next week, Jim Lang, Craig Smith, Tory Gurley, Charleston Hughes, Gus Frerotte, Warren Moon, and more. It's our Super Bowl week presented by Great Western Brewing Company. They're our title sponsors, so that's exciting.
Yeah, very exciting.
Thanks today to a very big guest list, John Frenzy, Tory Gurley, Reggie Bagleton, Martavius Bryant. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay safe. We'll see you Monday at what? 12 Eastern.
12 Eastern.
Here on Game Plus for the full 2 hours. Can't wait, everybody. Have a good weekend. Great job, Jordan, by the way. I love the job you did on that.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.